Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, something that I was in the truck, a Ford, with Don and his brothers, and good, like, best friends. He was my best man at my wedding. And something we called CNN that rings true. And I'll get into that. Also, new polls have Trump losing by 35 and unders, like, They claim if the election was today, Trump would lose in a landslide. Hillary Clinton would blow him out of the water. I don't know how, but I kind of know how. But anywho, also, the WikiLeaks founder and what he's going to come out with. And why wait till October? Also, if you didn't hear about this, August 7th, Caleb died, a 10-year-old kid at a Kansas City water park, the tallest water like slide, and the dad is demanding answers to how he could have been decapitated. Our thoughts and prayers really go out to the family, but I hope he gets answers. That and much, much more. As I'm also going to talk about the flooding in Louisiana, which I don't think is getting the press that it did during Katrina. Why is that? I'll discuss that much more. Welcome to the conversation you're a part of. The encouraging word of the day, Proverbs 1:7 from the New Living Translation. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And thank you all for taking time out from watching the NFL, because I think they do Thursday Night Football, to listen to me. I really do appreciate it. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. But if you're a listener of the program, you know that this is nothing surprises you. I guess I'm one of those people, like, I call it like I see it. Okay, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I say that over and over. Okay, I say things that, okay, there's a thing called martial law. It could happen. The media bias, that's proven. Amber Lynn, who is a respected journalist, has come out that CNN is basically bought and paid for by the Obama administration and our government, telling them what stories they should air, what they shouldn't air, what they can talk about, what they can't talk about. Are we in the DPRK? Are we in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea? Are we in North Korea, folks? Do we have government-controlled media? Well, Amber Lynn says they were told, well, you got to make Obama look good. Don't air this story because it's not going to be favorable. Okay, when it comes to Obamacare, here's 50 things that are bad about it, but focus on these 5 great things about it. And those things are probably lies. Well, they've recently, CNN has been under fire for all kinds of lies and bad mistakes and editing parts of the story that were so obvious. Because I guess when Trump made comments about, like, assault rifles or something, supposedly CNN claimed that he had to talk to the FBI and all this stuff, which is a out-and-out lie. But guess what? That's why they don't have ratings. That's why we call them the Communist News Network for a reason, because no one watches them. That's why when they had the last midterm elections, Fox News had more viewers than CNN and MSNBC combined. But then, 3/4 of the people that are going to vote for, like, someone like Hillary, they don't watch the news. They don't care. They don't know anything. They don't want to know. Leave me. I don't care. Whatever. I'm a Democrat. That's what I'm voting for. We got to have a woman in the White House. That's why. No, I think it's time for like a transgender in there. Let's get Bruce Jenner in there. You know, let's get like a transgender person. You know, someone that's like, you know, like pansexual or something. You know, I mean, you want to have a woman. I want to have Bruce Jenner. That way, it's kind of like he's like the first man and first woman at the same time. I mean, I don't know where they get this. We got to have a woman. We have to have a woman, you know, because we just have to have a woman. Well, okay. Do you know anything about her? She's a woman. All right. Okay, we figured that out because I looked at her chest. And she has hair like a woman. So, yeah, we. But that's why we need to have a woman in the White House. They don't care anything about her. They don't want to know how corrupt she is. Not that Donald Trump is perfect. No candidate's going to be perfect. I mean, there's supposedly rumor that, I don't know when it was, but Donald Trump said that George Soros is not that bad of a guy. I don't know how anyone could say that, because that guy scares me. But the idiocracy of these people that, yep, I'm voting for Hillary. I don't care. I don't want to know. Just whatever. And they don't want to know anything. And their freedoms are being flushed in the toilet. And they don't care. You know. It's scary. Because it's only a matter of time before your freedoms. You know. But then you have Trump on the other side. You know. Like, jail the media. You know. Go after these. The criminal media. I mean, I think you should have a right to your opinion, but if you're going to state it as fact, if you're going to say that Donald Trump had to do this or that, and it's not fact, there's a difference between your opinion and your fact. You know? There's a big difference. Because my show is both. Because I'll sit there and I'll say, okay, I believe someone like a Barack Obama I believed that he may very well use the martial law card. He can legally do that. That is a fact. He can use a martial law card. But I've said I believe he could. But it's amazing how many people I have friends on Facebook that are like, who would vote for Barack Obama for a third term? I would, just because I wouldn't even have a choice. No matter who I vote for, I'm pretty sure would just go for him anyways. Even if at the end final screen it says you voted for this person, and probably because I was watching the O'Reilly Factor clips of it when I got home from work. I've been up since 5 and I worked till like 3, you know, and I was watching the O'Reilly Factor when I got home, some of the clips, and Glenn Beck was on there. And he's like, well, you know, well, Trump is mainly going with this, like, because there's a lot of stuff now. And I truly believe that they rigged the primaries to ensure or made sure that Hillary Clinton got the nomination. So I believe they're going to try to do something to ensure she gets the presidency. I believe that. And they're going back and forth because he believes that, you know, that's like Trump's making a big issue of that, and I think you should. I believe someone can't say to me as a radio host and say, well, you really believe that they're going to rig the elections? God, you're stupid. Well, emails have already proved that the DNC did everything in their power to ensure that Hillary Clinton would get the Democratic nomination for president. They've already done it once. Who's to say they're not going to do it again? That's not conspiracy. It's happened. You know, that there's a big difference. There's a big difference out there, folks. You know, but they have like all these polls saying that the young generation wants Hillary Clinton. 35 and under. Overwhelmingly choose Clinton over Trump, but those overwhelming people are sitting there most of them probably won't be able to vote because they're going to be getting run over by a bus trying to find a Pokemon. But they'll vote anyways, because... If you ever saw the movie Black Sheep, where Chris Farley and is like, Mike Dodd, you know, and they find out that there's voter fraud. Now, I can see that happening. That's why we got to be diligent, but it's hard to be diligent because the programs that they have out there, you'll never see them. Even the person working the voting booth won't see them. But there's actually been what's really, really concerning me, and this is not negative in any way, but there's been, because I look at Hillary as a human being and I care for humans, but there has been photos of people seen helping Hillary Clinton up. I guess a couple years ago, she was getting out of a plane and hit her head. She slipped and fell and hit her head. And there are people that believe that there is, she is having major health issues. And if you remember, yeah, and they believe that, if you remember in the one of the Democratic debates, when they came back live on the air after the commercial break, she was still not out at the podium. And they believe she might have been having issues and was being medically attended to until she was okay enough to go back out there. Well, there's evidence that there was a guy on Fox News who's like a DNC contributor or whatever, like one of, he was like a Democrat, and he goes, well, I can tell you right now, when these hecklers were going off on Hillary Clinton, these Secret Service, which he's not really seen before, these Secret Service people came up to bum rush the stage to protect her. And that usually with hecklers, they usually don't do that. They usually don't, when someone's heckling, unless they come to the, unless they bum rush the stage, which that didn't happen, they were just heckling her, they started protecting her. And they believe what he said, one of them, he said one, if not two of them, are not Secret Service. He believes they're medical personnel. And what he believes they're doing is they have codes. And when she's starting to have issues, she does a flag. These hecklers go nuts, and then these people come up to protect her. Some of them are Secret Service, but at least two of them, one or two of them, are medical personnel making sure she's okay. And if she gives that, oh, I need to get out of here, I'm not doing well at all, then the hecklers will bum rush the stage. They'll carry her out of there, and none's the wiser. Because he said when they were heckling, he's never seen Secret Service bum rush the stage to protect someone unless they have actually, they didn't bum rush the stage. These hecklers were just heckling. And if you're heckling, I could heckle Donald Trump, Gary Johnson, Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter. The Secret Service is not going to care unless I bum rush the stage and try to attack her. No one was trying to attack her, so why was the Secret Service surrounding her? And he goes, I guarantee you one of them was a medical doctor, if not two of them. And if she's having these medical issues, should she be running for office? If they're truly covering up, because there's a photo where there's people helping her walk up the steps. And I'm not saying this in a negative way. If she is truly having medical issues that we believe she is and that she's covering up, they need to do something. She shouldn't be running for president. I'm sorry. I don't care who she is. If it was Donald Trump and he's having these issues, I'd say, sorry, you shouldn't be running. Okay. Anywho, it's one of these things that just, I don't know. I mean, I've seen too much for me to say that it's, I believe she's having some sort of issue, whether it's major or minor, she's having an issue. I mean, I still remember, you know, when, who was it? I can't even think of his name now. Neil Bonnet, after that wreck in Atlanta, he came out of that coma. And I'm like, you know, he's had a career. He needs to step down. And of course, Dale, in his infinite wisdom, he goes, what would you do? you know, my wife says no, my doctor says no, you know, I'm 40, I'm too old to race him, right? He goes, what would you do? He goes, I'd drive a race car. Dale Sr. can never answer the question. What would you do if you couldn't, if you had to get out of the race car? I'd just drive a race car. He goes, oh, it must be great being this TV celebrity. Yeah, it's great, Mr. Being a celebrity has been. I want to get back in the car. And he hadn't had a seizure in a long time, got behind the wheel, and what happened? Bang. He was killed practicing for the 93 Daytona 500. I'll never forget it, you know. And it's like, and he, yeah, you may not want to get out of the car, but medical issues supersede, you know. But he put himself ahead of his family and everything else. And it's one of those things that, you know, if Hillary's really having these issues, that needs to be priority one. Because this nation doesn't need someone that's half out of it. Moving on, one thing I want to get into is I was reading an article the other day, and it's probably old, but there was also a video recently of this woman being stoned because she refused to get married, and they put a woman in a hole, and these guys just take these rocks and hurl at them until they're dead. And I was reading this article the other day where it was basically, you know, I'm sorry, but if you put 20 people in a cage and you burn them alive, or you drop that cage in the water and they drowned, oh, but we can't waterboard. And they're going back to like, well, we need to, because how do we get information about ISIS and all this stuff? Because we can't waterboard and we can't do this and we can't do that. And I'm like, okay, they can take someone that's a Christian and put 20 of them in a cage and douse them with gasoline and set them on fire, and that's perfectly legal, but we can't waterboard. Because we gotta be.
Last year.
But I mean, my point is it does go on, and you know, I want people to, it's the realities of this. And you have, it doesn't matter when it happened, but it's like we can't. When you see videos of people that are burned alive, and, well, we can't waterboard, that's inhumane. Oh, but they can douse you with gasoline and set you on fire, and that's perfectly okay. I mean, it's like I told one of my good friends, Malcolm, I said, look at those videos of Bin Laden. Not one, they couldn't timeline any of them. I mean, some of these stonings, who knows when they happened? Because they said, like with all those Bin Laden videos, there's nothing that could say he could have made 50 of them and then they release them whenever they want. Because there was an old, he didn't believe this. And I don't know what to believe. Because it was in 2000, Bush was, Herbert Walker Bush was still president at the time. This was before Obama. And there was a BBC recording. And they edit this out where this lady goes, well, he was friend with Omar Sheikh, the man who killed Bin Laden. And I'm like, Omar Sheikh, the man who killed Bin Laden? And my buddy's like, oh, yeah, they're just trying to bring down Obama. I'm like, what do you mean bring down Obama? This was recorded in 2007 before Obama was even president, and it was on the BBC. It has nothing to do with America, Fox News, Republicans, or anything. You know? And it was just, always makes me wonder, especially, you know, and I just take a lot of this stuff to heart because that's coming here. I really do believe it because we need to, because Hillary Clinton wants to bring in all these Syrian refugees. We need to just let them all in. Why don't we just get rid of all the people manning the border in Canada and Mexico and just let them all in? Just let everyone in. Why not? You know, screw background checks. Though they're safe enough to, a federal background check is safe enough to make sure that they're not going to harm us as a Syrian refugee, but they're not safe enough to scrutinize against people buying assault rifles. oxymoron. That's the double standard right there. Well, we can't use a federal background check because it's not good enough to make sure that you're safe enough to own an assault rifle, but it's safe enough to ensure you're not a terrorist. Explain that one to me. I wanna hear that one. That's what they need to ask liberals, okay? Well, Barack Obama said that a federal background check is not a good way to make sure someone's safe enough to own an assault rifle, but it's good enough to ensure that this person that's a Syrian refugee is not a terrorist. It's good for one, but not the other. It's, you know, it's just like what he said with healthcare. You can keep, if you like your doctor, you can keep him. That's if he's still practicing, if he's even going to take the Obamacare, if he'll even, yeah, basically it's not going to happen. But when I saw that lady stoned and I read that article, I just can't believe that there are people. Well, it's inhumane to waterboard someone, but they can put 30 people in a cage and lower the cage until they drown to death and die. It's the double standard in everything that just gets me. And why is the WikiLeaks founder going to wait till October to supposedly release information and emails that he guarantees is going to end Hillary's presidential bid? Why? He said the first round of emails did what it was supposed to do, shake up the DNC and get the hierarchy to resign. And these other emails are supposedly supposed to prove that she has sold weapons to ISIS. She's in bed with Saudi Arabia and like these terrorist countries and all this stuff. And he guarantees 100% that it's going to end her presidential campaign. I don't know if he's waiting so that there's not enough time for the DNC to really do anything. I don't know. But it seems like WikiLeaks is doing what the government should be doing. Not the government. What the media should be doing. Oh, I forgot. They're paid off by our government. You know, we're basically... You know, why doesn't CNN just become like Obama Media 1 and then MSNBC can be like Obama Media 2, you know, instead of having, you know, since so that we can, so that when you watch the news, you can know who's paid for it, so you know where the bias is coming from. Got about 36 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in and like I always say, I don't, because the whole time I just love to ask them like this. So what do we do when you have people that when you show them the truth, they still are going to vote? Well, yeah, I know Hillary Clinton's done all this, but I'm a woman and she's a woman and I'm a Democrat. And I just feel like I have no option. You don't have an option. You don't, if you don't like Trump and you don't like Clinton, there are many options. Like I've said. And if you watch my pre-show video, okay, the person who I think is one of the greatest Americans of all time was Martin Luther King Jr., and he did more for this country in the good, and he wasn't a president, he wasn't a congressman, he wasn't a senator, he brought this country together. And that's what, at worst, I thought, okay, maybe Barack Obama will bring this country together. Boy, that's at best. I didn't believe anything else, but I'm like, at least he's black. He's going to bring this nation together like a Martin Luther King Jr. I'm like, I'm hoping, but I doubt that's going to happen, but I'm hoping. And that turned out to be me. He's divided us more than anything else. But the problem I see is we've Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison said, you know, the generation now is in a generation of entitlement. They feel they're entitled to stuff. I'm owed this. I'm owed that. Give me this. Give me that. I shouldn't have to pay for this. I shouldn't have to. I don't know where that comes from. I'm thanking the maker as long as I can do it and get up and my body can go. My wife's the same way. She was brought up, okay, you want that? You're going to earn it. You want to have a place to live and a roof under your head? You're going to get God's help, but you're going to work for it. You're going to earn it. That's why they do. That's why when you have a habitat house, you build stuff. You put the work into it so that when it's all said and done, look what I built. I'm going to take care of it because I painted it. Don't mark that. I painted that. Okay? You go get a scrub pad and you scrub that mark off. I painted this. I put the carpet in. Be careful of it. I'm taking pride in this habitat home because I built it. Now, people will be like, oh, you mean I actually have to build that home? Habitat just don't give me something? Oh, no, man. No, I want someone to give me a home, you know, already built, man. I don't want to have to do nothing. How am I supposed to build this home when I got to find some Pokemon, man? I don't have as many Pokemon as my friend, man. I don't have time to build the home. Well, then live under the bridge, buddy. Live under the bridge. You know, I don't know where this sense of entitlement, you know, I never owned a slave and you never picked cotton, but oh, you owed something or you're owed this or you're owed that. I don't know where this entitlement comes from anybody. When I grew up and you wanted it, you earned it. You may find a way to get it cheaper, but you still got it. You paid for it. Not now. What is with the riots and stuff going on in Milwaukee and that man interviewed? And you want to know what the problem he said was? The rich aren't handing out the money. See, it's what's going on. This, look at New York, Chicago, Compton's way it is because all the rich people aren't like flitting the bill, you know? We're all gangbanging and shooting and rioting and burning down places because rich people aren't paying out. If the rich people were paying out, man, we'd be cool. We wouldn't be doing this. My point. I don't like how can you believe that? Like they had, like I saw this interview with this lady. She was interviewed. She goes, someone's paying for this. And she was showing like that. Someone's paying for all this. All these kids. Someone's going to be paying for that. I'm like, well, get it. Do something. They have people that like, well, because I get this much for this. Because all my kids and all this stuff, I get like $1,500 a month. Why would I work? They can't take that subsidy. No, they should say, okay, you have this subsidy for a while until you can get a job. And once you get a job after like 6 months, no. I see all these people that just live off the government. When I got kids, I'm entitled to this, man. Man, you need to have like 25 kids because then you can get all this money because they have to give it to you. The government doesn't have to do nothing for you. I don't know where people get this idea that they're entitled, that I'm owed. My ancestors were Pennsylvania coal miners. Where's my money? I'm not asking for anyone to owe me nothing. I don't get it. I just, you know, the Partridge Family bus left and I didn't get on. I don't know what happened to this country. I guess I'm a problem solver and I don't understand it. I can't grasp why people just want to like, because I think that's what they hear. They feel like, well, we need to vote for Hillary Clinton because we're going to get all this free stuff. What you need to do is wake up and realize that you've been used and abused. Like that one guy said from Chicago, there's an anti-Obama movement in Chicago, and there was a video like 5 years ago or whatever, and he goes, look at this. Show me a Tea Party Republican white person around here. It's all black Democrats. This place is just, this is not, Republicans have nothing to do with this. This is all Democratic policies. This is all liberal policies. There isn't a white person within 100 miles of this. They won't come here. You're getting used and abused by the Democrats. You black people need to wake up. And he's going on and on. I'm like, someone gets it. Someone's woken up. And it's just like, You know, I mean, you ask a kid today, like Kennedy always said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. What can you do for your neighbor? How can you help someone out? Well, I did about 2 weeks ago, I did a bike ride in cars. We did a ride for the blue. We went out and we put blue stripes in our car, which I still have on mine. And it was to back the police officers and to let them know we had their back. And a good friend of mine, Christy Lee Price, the other day, some guy was having convulsions in the street and like five or six people passed by. She stood by him, put a blanket on him, held him, called 911, waited for the medics to come, and she was there for him and did something. She didn't have to do nothing. She could have just been like everyone else and just walked on by. Oh, someone else will take care of it. Someone else will handle it. Oh, don't worry. Someone else will fix this problem. Someone else. No, she took it on herself to do that. And it's why I'm proud to call her a great friend. And, you know, it's just, we need that in this world more than, what are you going to do for me? Yeah, I'll volunteer at church. What do I get out of it? The satisfaction of knowing you're helping someone, you're sowing a seed. Okay, how about this? I'll volunteer on church on Sunday. I'll help out with Bible study, whatever. And in return, what I get is knowing that he heard the good word. Knowing that hopefully he'll pass it on. Mommy, you not believe. We learned about John 3:16. And of course, the parent needs to be that person. Like, what's John 3:16? See, when I always came home, I'm like, Mom, do you know what H2O means? Water, duh. Really? You know, if I ever had a kid, I'd be like, no, I don't know what H2O means. I don't know. What is it, son? It means water. Water is W-A-T-E-R, not H2O. They're spelled differently. They can't be the same thing. Come on, Dad, I'll show you on Google. Oh, look. You know? I always got disappointed because I always think I learned something cool, and then I go home. Mom's like, really? You think I wouldn't know what that was? Sad and smart parents. They knew they had to earn a living. They just didn't realize that at the same time they're paying for all the free crap that the Democrats get. Oh, wow. But I really don't, as I move on, I don't really see, okay, Katrina was huge. Not saying that the floods in Baton Rouge are any less. But I don't see the media going. Supposedly, the federal government has declared it a state of emergency, but I've not really heard a lip. Now, I apologize if Barack Obama's actually said something, but I've not. I looked it up to see if there was actually a press conference with him. I couldn't find one. I don't hear him really talking about Baton Rouge or what's going on there. There are over 20,000 evacuated. There is a graveyard where they've had caskets uplifted from the ground. It's bad. Our thoughts and prayers are with those people. And I really don't see. Yeah, there's coverage of it on the news, but not like Katrina was. I think they covered Katrina 10 times more. And I don't think that this flooding in Baton Rouge is less, or is any more important or any less important. I know what it was like when my parents had their house hit by lightning. I know. And it doesn't look like much is done. Well, because lightning and the power it does, we're probably going to have to replace every wire in the house just to be safe, or check it to make sure. Basically, anything that was plugged into an outlet, it may work for 6 months, but basically, before you know it, it's going to be done. You might as well get something new. It's not going to last. And they plugged in the refrigerator, and lo and behold, it was making funny noises. And they said, yeah, the TV might work now, but in 6 months, it's going to be washer and dryer, get rid of them, just get new ones. But then that smell, it got hit, you know. And so I understand, not to the extent to where, okay, I'm probably going to have a whole new house built and I've lost everything, but I can understand. I feel their pain in some form. It's pretty bad. But I don't really see the coverage that Katrina got. Like I said, I'm a problem solver. When I can't solve a problem, it just, you know. I'm going to move on to another story that happened in August 7th. Let me see if I can bring up the article. Because okay, here we go. A Kansas dad of a boy killed on the world's tallest water slide. He is demanding answers to how his son could have had his head decapitated. And he wants to try to prevent a similar incident. He wants to know what's going on and what are they doing to ensure that can never happen again. In my opinion, the ride should be shut down indefinitely until they can find what caused it and how they can prevent it again. His 10-year-old kid, Caleb Thomas Schwab, was laid to rest last weekend. He died on August 7th. I couldn't imagine losing a kid. And I hope he gets answers. I hope they find out what happened so that it doesn't happen again. And it's at the world's tallest water slide. It's like almost like, from the way I've viewed it, it's like almost like a roller coaster. And you're in almost like a roller coaster, but like on water. And I don't know if that's going to be the end of the park because of it. I don't know if he's planning on suing or if he just wants to. I just hope they make sure that never happens again. Because that's just, you know, and it's just something that just, it's hard. You know, when stuff like that, you would think they would work, they would have a lot of that stuff. I'm not an engineer or anything, but I think they would have that so that that stuff wouldn't happen, or like you could prevent stuff like that or see that coming. And I don't think they've really said exactly what happened, except for he was decapitated, or, you know, that's all I've been able to dig up. And I do think some of it should be kept private, just, you know, because for the family's sake. You know, out of respect for the family, you know, Dale Earnhardt's autopsy photos were not shown. And vice versa, you know, for this family's sake, I think some of that stuff should be shared only with the family. And this is what actually happened, and this is why, and this is what we're doing. And because you don't expect to take your kid to a water park and not have him come home. But yeah, that's one of the big articles I was reading today and going through. And it's just amazing. I mean, that's why that's what I do what I do. And that's why I'll make my wife breakfast and I'll do stuff for her birthday. And I always tell her I love her because I never know. When am I going to be on that water slide? When am I going to, you know? Remember, every day is a gift you've been given. Make the most of the time, every minute you're in it. And that's what I try to do in my life. Yeah, I have a muscle disease. Yeah, I have issues, but I don't try to let that define me. And I don't want to have the future generation to say, why did we stand here and do nothing when the government just took control? Pretty soon, are we going to have a Juche ideology and it's going to be of President Obama? Or Hillary Clinton or someone? Maybe not. But the freedoms I've seen just keep going and going and going. I mean, a good friend that I went to high school with that actually, like, I think in seventh grade I dated. She worked at Fairfield Manufacturing, and she was one of between 74 and 78 laid off. People screaming $15 an hour, $15 an hour. Great, you want $15 an hour? We're going to put in computer kiosks. We don't need you. Okay, working at McDonald's? First of all, if that's the only job you can find, you need to be finding out why all you can find is McDonald's for a job and what you can do to have better opportunities than McDonald's. McDonald's is the job like Burger King, like KFC, like Taco Bell, like Del Taco, like Captain D's. Okay, they train you how to show up on time. Okay. You got to be here at 3 o'clock. And when we mean 3 o'clock, you got to be here clocked in, ready to go with your shirt pressed and buttoned and your pants on and the belt like you're supposed to and the silly Captain Hook fish and chips hat on or whatever. It's to train you to follow rules. It's not meant to be a family provider. Except for some manager, except for like manager positions and stuff like that. If you're a manager, I can see. And you're getting more because you're a manager. But you want $15 an hour, we're going to put in these kiosks. We don't need you. We could have put these in 10 years ago. Touchscreen kiosks. They can't screw up your order. All you have to do is go here. Would you like to order? Yes. Blink. Sandwiches. Blink. Okay. Then you go down, chicken sandwich, blink, yes or no. And then when you click no, tomato, lettuce, yes, extra pickle. Clink, there you go. Large fry, bink, and a drink, bink, there you go. Send, and you did it yourself. And that's what they're going to. Computer kiosks are going to be 100% in every Panera Bread by year's end. And several other places are going to start installing them. Because they're not going to pay $15 an hour for an entry-level position. And especially half the times me and my wife go to Taco Bell so she can get something. And it's not even right. If you can't, if it says hard shell taco with cheese and meat and no lettuce. And you can't get that right. Or you get a flatbread steak sandwich with just the meat and the cheese on it. And you can't get that right? And you want $15 an hour? Really? Because if you get $15 an hour, I don't know, a bunch of people will be losing. They'll be quitting their jobs real fast to go work at McDonald's for $15 an hour. Wow. But, you know. Jobs, I think what's going on is the media is, okay, this place is losing 74 jobs, but they're gaining over here 20 jobs. Well, look at this. We created 20 jobs. Yeah, well, why aren't you talking about the 74 over here from this manufacturing company that are going bye-bye? So you're losing 50 jobs. Because, but now, whatever, you know. The Obama administration is telling you what you want to hear, whether you believe it or not. You know, it's been proven. The Obama administration's paying at least one news organization to say whatever he wants them to say. About 14 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And what a beautiful day. I mean, I just do what I do because I feel led to, you know. I just want to see my country back, and I don't want to have a generation saying, why didn't we do something? Why didn't we stand up? We've lost so much freedom. And speaking of it, if my calculations are correct, my support group now I have over 200 people, which I wish I had none just because I wish we didn't have the support group because I wish we didn't need it. but you know, but since we have it, it's great to, you know, starting out, like I said a million times, probably, or a million and one, that something that I need help, I need it, and turning into people helping others, and it's blown up beyond my wildest dreams. I never would have thought this. You know, I'm like, if I had 10 people, I'm like, all right, I got 10 people. Now I'm like, oh Lord, I got like 200, and I'm in charge of them all. And I got to make sure that they're, you know, then, you know, most, I mean, there's been a couple times where people will post stuff that they shouldn't, you know, it's not really related to myopathy, but, you know, okay, this is not a place to try to sell Ray-Bans at 75% off. But, you know. But it's just amazing how God works. It is, you know, I'm just like, so, but it's just hard to believe. You know, I wish we didn't have it, but it's nice when you have issues and you can vent and have other people understand you and know what's going on, and you know, and that's it's a pretty good part-time job, because especially there's times where I tell my honey, I'm like, I gotta go, I'm talking to someone, they need my help. She's like, go ahead, you know, she totally understands and gets it, you know. And it's when you have someone that respects that, you know, that understands that, you know, hey, this is, you know, it just means the world. And I do this radio program because I just feel led. I just feel like, okay, well, I want to do something. Even if I reach 1,000 people or 2,000 people, because I have people listening from all over, you know, I don't want you to lose hope. I'm not a Debbie Downer. This is what I see. I see a bright future for America. If we come together. If we come together. You know, instead of this lives matter, that lives matter, hey, we all matter. Every one of us. Democrats included. You know, and we all, you know. We all matter. We all, you know. Everybody just wants to be like everyone else. So, enough of that. Yeah, I think it was like a week ago, I noticed, because I'm a huge Deadhead, as everyone knows, and they have a Jerry Garcia replica guitar, it looks like his. The only thing is like the inlay part, like in the bottom, where it has like either the skeleton lady with the long hair and the dress, or the tiger, you get a sticker that you put there instead, you know. I'm like, if I would have known they had that when I got my purple Luna, well, I don't know what I would have gotten it. But like, I had tons of gift cards for Guitar Center, so I did that. So I did that instead, because this guitar is, but it's amazing. And I thought, like, okay, first when I saw it, I'm like, well, I bet you $100 if I find a review on it, it's going to be something where I'm going to hang it on the wall and it's just going to look like his. But every review I've found says, man, this sounds actually really dang good. The setup is incredible. This is really nice. Well, the shape replicates his, which is a great guitar to begin with. So, you know, but it's got rave reviews. I'm like, huh, I might have to seriously look into that. Maybe in several months, you know, maybe like 6 months or whatever. Maybe. I might get it. I don't know. I already have enough, so I don't know if I ever would, but it's just kind of cool that it's out there and that it got, because I was expecting people to say, oh, well, it looks like his, but that's where it ends. It's horrible. It stinks. Setup sucks. The fret's horrible. You know, the pickups are bad. you know, but actually it's gotten decent reviews. Now, I'm sure you could probably get some Seymour Duncans or put in some, you know, some decent, I don't know what kind of humbuckers it has, but I'm sure you could put in some Seymour Duncans or something, you know, if you wanted to make it, you know, like some, put like a single coil up top and two double coils. But, you know, I saw that. I'm like, that's cool. Because I'm into anything dad related, you know, so when I saw it, I'm like, that's pretty darn cool. I'm just one of those people that, like, whenever I see something, I always research it and look it up. That's why I love YouTube. The other day, I was watching all these, like, videos for AstroNet TV products, and I've never even seen half of these infomercials. There's, like, a omelet maker. There's, like, you put the eggs and stuff in this, like, thing. You microwave it, and out comes this, like, it's more like a frittata is what it ends up. I was like, I've never even heard of this. Then they had like the miracle cut glove. It's the chef's secret that they've used for years. I'm like, it's only been recently that we've used a cut glove. The only reason we use them is because the insurance, well, some state, some legislatures now demand that you have to wear a cut glove. But some, because I remember when Sodexo, well, you have to wear it and all this stuff. And I'm like, my dad has a business and his workman's comp went up. His workman's comp insurance went up, it doubled from the year before, and he had not one issue, not one incident, not one claim. So don't tell me I know what workman's comp is and all that garbage. And they were talking about, you know, and it had all this miracle cut glove, and it has like woven, like stainless steel fibers woven into nylon. And it had all these like miracle gloves, all these things. I've never even seen them before. Like, it's amazing. Because I know somebody one time, I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent, but there used to be a website, I guess, where they had like As Seen on TV products that failed. That like, okay, there may be like As Seen on TV knives, and they may be great knives, just that there's so many out there that they never really caught on. And he said, some of the products are really good. There may have already been a product similar to it. And since it's good, you can get it for dirt cheap because they're just trying to get rid of them because no one bought it, even though it's still a decent like knife or whatever. But moving on, while I still got a few minutes, I got about 6 minutes left in the program. And guess who's first in the English Premier League? United. Thanks to Jose Mourinho and a 3-1 win over Bournemouth. Liverpool is in a close second and Chelsea is in third. Interesting. Interesting though. Seeing Aston Villa 4-3 loss. Wow. I think it's going to be a very, very good. But the first interview with Jose Mourinho, he's typical Jose. It's like, you know, I think we did okay. You know, he doesn't say much. It's like, it's like when he had the loss, I don't have nothing to say. What about your defense? I have nothing to say. Like, say, that's the only reason why I like Alex Ferguson. At least he would talk and seem like happy-go-lucky. Joe says, like, yeah, we won, but so what, you know? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, oh, yeah, we were wonderful, and I like the way that, you know, like, that's what you do. When they ask you questions, you should be upbeat and saying, hey, this is what we did, you know, we have a lot to work on, but Zlatan Abramovich is working out perfectly. He's just going to continue to improve, and he's just going to have to learn to work with Rooney and with Juan Mata and, you know, Marlon Fellaini and, you know, and Shaw and all the players, and they're just going to have to mesh together. And when they come together, they're going to be a force, and I think we can win the Premier League. Thank you. All right, folks, that was Jose Mourinho. You know, he needs to be upbeat. You know, at least he's someone that's very energetic on the field. If he doesn't like what he sees or he loves it, he's going to get emotional. But at the same time, his interviews are kind of boring. But if we win, I'm not going to complain. I'm not a big fan of his, but if we're winning, I'm not going to diss him. But it's just, I think it's going to be a really, really good season this year. You know, one question I keep asking myself is, how long is Arsenal and the Gunners going to keep Austin Wenger? I don't know if I'm surprised he's been there as long as he has. Not that he's not bad, but he's not great either. You're guaranteed to have a decent season. You may have a pretty good season. You may have an okay season, but you know, you're not going to tank. I don't think he's ever going to have you fighting to stay out of the relegation zone. But I'm just surprised that they keep Austin Wenger. I thought they would at least try to change it up and get someone else and see if they can buy for a championship. Because they really haven't done much. I think he's had like one trophy in like 6 years. But then if Man United has to win the Premier League this year, it'll be the first time in franchise history that they have gone more than 4 years without winning. But either way, I still like them. They're still a great team. And so that's about enough for the Premier League, folks. But yep, I didn't record it, but I guess I was looking on my, because I have Yahoo Sports app, and we beat Boston today 4-3, which I'm excited about. I'll have to watch the replays on ESPN Baseball tonight, probably tomorrow or whatever, see what happens. But, like, I don't know how we went three games and couldn't beat KC at all. I mean, but when you look at, except for maybe Cleveland, most of the teams are playing like 500 baseball. It's like, okay, well, this team you should blow out of the water, but you lose to, and this team you should lose to, and you blow them, and you win. Got about 90 seconds left, and it's just how every team, I swear, out in baseball right now is like, okay, how did you lose to this team? You should have beaten KC. You're playing way better ball than they are. See, we'll turn around and we'll play Cleveland and win. But we can't beat KC. I don't get it. I guess I should figure it out. You know? I don't know. That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes, I guess, you know? It just makes you wonder if, like, they get overconfident. And they, oh yeah, this is only like the Minnesota Twins. Oh, we can, oops, what were we wrong, man? They beat us 7-3. But I want to thank you all again for tuning in and listening wherever you are. I don't take you for granted. Thank you for doing something, whatever it is. Get out there, get the word out, spread the word. We need it. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Good night. God bless.